this morning with his feature, A Word in Edgewise, R.W. Estella. Good morning, R.W.
Good morning, Allison. Last week's heat kept some of us believing in the possibilities of an endless summer. But even those of us who did some of our last plantings of the season a week ago know that change is coming, and coming quickly. Sure, my girlfriend and I are somewhat comforted by the last of our 2015 sprouting crops. The pumpkins are coming on good, as are the squash, the latter being plentiful enough now that we are able to be generous to neighbors, bestowing a couple of long and fat yellow goosenecks every day to whoever nearby might want them. The most recent planting of pole beans are also making ready for picking, and our latest lettuce, spinach, and kale are just starting to sprout, so they'll maybe last well into October. Yet by the middle of next week, we'll have made the official transition from summer to fall with the autumnal equinox occurring on the 23rd. Today, we have 108 days left in 2015. Yesterday, appropriately, as if to signal the impending and currently gradual, although eventual, momentous metamorphosis from heat to cold, many folks celebrated Rosh Hashanah, or the Feast of Trumpets. Etymologically, Rosh means head, and Shana means year, and together, literally, we have head of the year, which is traditionally signaled by the shofar, a kind of trumpet originally made from a ram's horn. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 24 tells of a memorial with the blowing of horns and a holy day of God. Similarly, Numbers chapter 29, verse 1 relates the day of blowing the horn. Other passages in Ezekiel, Numbers, and Exodus, and elsewhere in the Talmud, provide sequences of how the shofar is to be blown, including long sounds, short sounds, broken sounds, and staccato sounds. Although the Torah describes Rosh Hashanah as a one-day celebration, since the destruction of the Second Temple in Jerusalem in 70 CE, normative Jewish law allows that Rosh Hashanah be celebrated for 2 days, as the new moon, upon which timing the calculation of the Jewish New Year holiday is based, is sometimes difficult to determine exactly. So a little leeway has been built in. So what do we say? Well, not being Jewish, having once upon a time only been married to someone Jewish, my information is largely hearsay, but what I used to hear from my then wife and her relatives was Shana Tova, which was apparently the expression for have a good year in Hebrew. And isn't that what we're about to get into in another few weeks here in Maine, a whole different kind of year from what we've had the past several months? From Orono, Maine, have a great day, and Shana Tovah.